CQ, 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 the Blue Ridge Team Internet. Your net control tonight is W4DJW. My name is Dave and my location is Greer. In the interest of promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet and is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. All amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic bulletins or announcements for the net? Please call W4DJW. Okay, nothing heard. We'll now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RagTube portion. We'll start tonight with the pre-net check-in list. Then we'll go to brand new amateur radio operators who have never checked in before. Then we'll pick up EchoLink stations and get right into the RF section of the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. So tonight, our pre-net check-ins are W4FCM, that's Fred, over in Traveler's Rest. Bring with him in for IEI, that's Miss Isla. Fred, if you're listening, appreciate you being with us tonight. Tell Miss Isla we said hello. KA4ACL, that's Ashley in Simpsonville. Good to have you tonight, Ashley. KM4JWP, that's Brian in Rutherfordton, Spartanburg. Good to have you with us tonight, Brian. Appreciate you taking some pre-net check-in capability. KA3JCA, that's Richard in Simpsonville. KA4JCA, that's Sally in Simpsonville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Richard. Tell Sally we said hello. And K3DOV, that's the Upstate Amateur Radio Club in Simpsonville. I believe that was brought by Richard. Appreciate you doing that, Richard. K4XMR, that's Melvin over in Prosperity. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Melvin. W2AMD, that's Andrew in Simpsonville. KI4LZI, that's Anthony in Table Rock. KM4BLH, that's Curtis in Greenville. K4ROW, that's Joe. No, let's see, who is that? K4R, that's Richard. Sorry about that, Richard. That's Richard in Greenville. Good to have you tonight, Richard. KJ4UHF, that's Jack over in Greenville. KN4ASW, that's Antonio in Asheville. N4ASW, that's Tony. KO4RAX, that's Jim in Dacusville. And KA5WLL, that's Leroy in Taylor's. And N4DJC, that's Jerry in Anderson, and KO4ZEW, that's Ben in Simpsonville. Appreciate everybody that uses the pre-net check-in capability this evening. That's what it's there for. And do we have any brand new amateur operators this evening who have never checked into a net before, who aren't quite familiar with how the process works? Just throw your call sign out there and I'll do the rest. Okay, looks like we don't have any this evening, but we'll keep checking as the test sessions continue to bring in new amateur radio operators. We've got a couple of EchoLink stations, three to be exact. EchoLink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, called W4DJW.
W4DJW, please check in. Kilo, November 4, Romeo, Juliet, November, John, Brown Summit, and I'll hang around.
Good evening, Dave. Please check in. KB0, KBJ, Steve, Clear Lake, South Dakota. No traffic. I'll be here for comments.
Dave, this is W4NGU, Phil in Boiling Springs, negative and negative.
Okay, we've got three stations for EchoLink. Net control, I'd like to recognize KN4RJN. That's John in Brown Summit, North Carolina. Good to have you with us tonight, John. I do have you down for RagChew. We'll be back to you in a little bit. KB0KBJ, that's Steve up in Clear Lake, South Dakota. Good to have you with us tonight, Steve. I've got you down for comments, so we'll be back to you in just a little bit. And W4NGU, that's Phil over in Boiling Springs. You sounded good on EchoLink tonight, Phil. Appreciate you taking the time to be with us this evening. And tonight being Saturday night, we're going to begin the RF section of the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with Alpha through Delta. Stations with the first letter in the suffix of their call that begins with letters A through D would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
DJW. Dave, please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife, Kilo, Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and my daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec, Michelle, we're all in Piedmont and we'll all be in and out tonight. 73 to you and all on the net.
Mr. Dave, Miss Amy in the net, please check in. KI4DOS, Gary. Also K3JOY, that's my pretty little bride Joy. We're at home at Easley. No traffic, no chew tonight. Good evening to you, Dave, Miss Amy, and all on the net.
JW. Please check in. Kilo, Bravo 2,
Bravo Yankee Quebec. KB2 BYQ, Dave in Easley. I'll be negative and negative tonight. Everybody have a good evening.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize KK4DMW, that's Rick, bring with him. KK4ONO, that's Miss Lorena. And KM4MOQ, that's Miss Michelle. They're over in Piedmont. You're sounding good tonight, Rick. Let Miss Lorena and Michelle know we said hello. And good to have you guys back home again, and Lorena to be new, on the mend. KI4DOS, that's Gary, bring with him. K3JOY, that's Miss Joy. And Easley, good to have you this night, Gary. Tell Miss Joy we said hello. And KB2BYQ, that's David over in Easley. That's a neighbor of Gary's. Good to have you this night, David. Hope you're doing well. Appreciate you taking the time to check in with us this evening. Any other stations, Alpha through Delta? Okay, we'll bump it on up to the Echo through Hotel group. Stations with the first letter and the suffix of the call that begins with letters E through H when I check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
W4DJW. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-ray, KO4HKX. That's Patrick in Penrose, and I will be in and out tonight, Dave. Thank you for calling in.
For DJ Doug, please check in Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, KC4EZN, Harry in Cameron, North Carolina, and I'll be negative and negative tonight. Thanks.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize KO4HKX. That's Patrick over in Penrose, North Carolina. Sounding good. Into the repeater tonight, Patrick. Appreciate you taking time to be here. And KC4EZN, that's Harry over in Candler, North Carolina. Good to have you this night, Harry. You're sounding good as well. Do appreciate you taking the time to check in with us this evening. Any other stations, Echo Through Hotel, that'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. All right, moving right along to the India through Lima group. Stations with the first letter in the suffix of the call that begins with letters I through L. And will I check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call W4DJW.
Hope you and Miss Amy are doing well. Please check in Whiskey 4 for Echo. See it in Fletcher, North Carolina. Good evening to you and Amy Davis. Thanks for calling in. And good evening to everybody on the net. No traffic, no comment.
JW. Dave, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet Kilo Victor, KO4JKV. This is Duncan up in Asheville. Just mark me negative and negative. Thanks for holding the net.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize W4IOE. That's Sid over in Fletcher, North Carolina. Good to have you. It's nice, Sid. Thomas Beverly, we said hello. Appreciate you taking the time to be with us this evening. And by the way, Sid has the 146.64 net tomorrow night at 8 o'clock. So remember to check in with Sid. It's got a PL tone of 91.5 on 146.64, right? Just a click or two up the dial from where we are right now. Be sure and check in with Sid tomorrow night at 8. Every Sunday at 8 o'clock on 146.64 with PL tone of 91.5. And Sid, do appreciate you being with us tonight. Thomas Beverly, we said hello. And KO4JKV, that's Duncan Salmon. Good from Asheville this evening. Good to have you with night, Duncan. Hope you're doing well. And do appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. Any other stations in the India through Lima group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call W4DJW.
W4DJW. Please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4. Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. No traffic and no right chew tonight. Do hope everybody has a good night. 7-3.
4DJW. Please check in. Alpha Foxtrot 4, Lima Victor, Mark in Belton. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and all on the net.
JW. Kilo 4, Juliet Foxtrot Oscar. And I'm James, and I'm up here on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. Be negative. Say it's 53, it's reach 180.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize KK4JBQ, that's Larry, bring with him KC4MFK, that's Miss Donna. They make their home in Greer. You're sounding good tonight, Larry. Tell Miss Donna we said hello. Do appreciate you guys taking the time to be with us this evening. And AF4LV, that's Mark, sounding good from Belton this evening. Good to have you with us tonight, Mark. Hope you're doing well. And KK4JFO, that's James over in Tuxedo, North Carolina. Sounding good as usual, James. Do appreciate you taking the time to check in with us this evening. We do have another EchoLink station. EchoLink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
W4DJW, please check in. Whiskey 2, Mike, Juliet, Bravo, W2, MJB, Mark in Simpsonville. Also check in my wife, Wendy, Kilo November 4, Hotel Tango Papa, that's KN4HTP. We'll be listening for a bit tonight, Dave. Thanks for calling in, and we will be negative and negative, 7-3.
Okay, Net Controller, I'd like to recognize W2MJB. That's Mark, our Sunday night Net Controller. Bring with him one of our Monday night Net Controllers, KN4HTP. That's Miss Wendy. Good to have you with us tonight, Mark. Tell Miss Wendy we said hello, and they're from Simpsonville. Appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. Hope you're doing well. Any other stations, we're in the India through Lima group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2 meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, we'll move it on up to the Mike through Papa group, stations with the first letter in the suffix of the call that begins with letters M through P. We'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2 meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, that second station, you're really, really far down there in the noise floor, so listen up, because I got a call, but I'm not 100% sure that's right. First call, K4OIM, that's Walt over in Hemet. Yes, Walt, it has been a while. It's good to hear your voice back on the radio again, too. Extremely good to hear your voice back on the radio, Walt. Take care. Appreciate you taking time to check in this evening. You are doing so good on the work. It's just incredible how well you're doing. And the second station, you're really far down there in the noise. This is what I got. I got Kilo 4 Whiskey Juliet Mike. That's Bill. And you're from Winston-Salem, but you're probably not in Winston-Salem. But was that correct? Kilo 4 Whiskey Juliet Mike? Okay, we're going to go with that until proven otherwise. Let's see. We'll go ahead and move it on up to the Quebec through Tango group. Station with the first letter suffix that call begins with letters Q through T. And when I check into the Blue Ridge 2 meter net, call W4DJW.
JW. Kilo Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo, KO4NGE. Name is Chad, QTH at Campobello. Please also check in my wife, Kilo Oscar 4, Romeo Yankee Papa, KO4RYP. Her name is Anna, QTH is Campobello. We'll be in and out tonight, Dave. Thank you for calling the net tonight, sir.
DJW. In November 4, Quebec, November, Victor. And for QNV, this is Brian and Greer, and I'll be negative and negative. Thank you.
4DJW. Big in Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lima, Golf. This is Chris. I'm in Liberty, and I will be negative and negative.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize KO4NUE, that's Chad. Bring with him KO4RYP, that's Miss Anna. There are Monday and Tuesday, other half of Monday and Tuesday night Net Control operators. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Chad. Tell Miss Anna we said hello. And do appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. And K4QNV, that's Brian, sounding good from Greer, South Carolina this evening, Brian. Appreciate you taking the time to check in. You're sounding good. And K04QLG, that's Chris over in Liberty. Sounding good from Liberty this evening, Chris. Do appreciate you taking time to check in as well. Any other stations in the Quebec through Tango group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? We've got an Echolink station. Echolink stations as well. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
Net Control, please check in Kilo Oscar 4 Zulu Yankee X-ray KO4ZYX. Daniel down in Woodruff, negative, negative.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize KO4ZYX. That's Daniel sounding good on Echolink this evening from Woodruff. Appreciate you taking the time to check in with us tonight, Daniel. Take care, stay safe. Let's see, we'll move it on up to the patient group, the Uniform through Zulu group. If the first letter of the suffix you call begins with letters U through Z and you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
DJW.
Kilo 4, Victor, Kilo, November. K4VKN, this is Alan over in Piedmont, and we'll be negative and negative. Good evening, everybody on the net.
Check in, Kilo X-ray 4, Yankee Mike, Scott, Greenville, negative, negative. Also my bride, Kilo Oscar 4, Alpha, Charlie, Delta. And my daughter, Kilo Oscar 4, India, Lima, India, both named Mary. 73 is all. Thanks for calling it tonight, Dave.
Oscar 4, Yankee Hotel, Yankee, Jim in Greenville, negative and negative.
This is Kilo Oscar 4, Whiskey, Tango, Quebec. This is Greg in Greer, negative and negative. How do you copy me? This is a new FT-818. Thank you.
All right, that was a good group. Net Control like to recognize K4VKN. That's Alan. That sounded good from Piedmont this evening. Alan, appreciate you taking the time to check in. And KX4YM, that's Scott. Bring with him KO4ACD, that's Miss Mary. And KO4IOI, that's Miss Mary. Scott, appreciate you being with us tonight. Tell Miss Mary and Miss Mary we said hello. Hope you guys are doing well. Stay safe. And the number 50th call for the evening is KO4YHY. That's Jim. Jim, I believe this is the first time you checked in with me. So you're the door prize winner for tonight, for Saturday night. You got the 50th place. That means what you do is you come back on Wednesday night and check in with Gary and claim your door prize for being number 50 on Saturday night. And he'll tell you what the door prize is. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Jim. Take care. Stay safe. And KO4WTQ, that's Greg. Greg, I believe this is the first time you checked in with me as well. And your signal sounds great, right? You're 100% copyable, full scale, full quieting into the repeater. So your radio is doing a good job. Appreciate you checking in with us tonight for the first time with me. We're here every single night, 9 p.m. Be sure and stop by as often as you get a chance to. Do we have any other stations? Let's go ahead now and open it up all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, Z through A. If you've got a letter in your call at all and you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
W4DJW.
Dave, please check in and out, if you will, sir. Kilo Juliet 4, Uniform Hotel X-ray, Jamie. And by proxy, Kilo Juliet 4, Yankee, Lima, November, my wife Sabrina. We're in Chesney. Check us in and out, please. Thank you, sir.
DJW. Hope you're doing well. Please check in. Kilo November 4, Charlie Hotel Yankee, AN4CHY, Keith and Seneca, negative and negative.
Checking in and out. Kilo Mike 4, Oscar Indy Alpha, name's Mark, on west side of Spartanburg. Negative, just saying hey.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize KJ4UHX, that's Jamie, bringing with him KJ4YLN, that's Miss Sabrina. They're over in Chesney. Good to have you with us tonight, Jamie. Tell Miss Sabrina we said hello and do appreciate you taking the time to check in with us this evening. You're sounding good. And KN4CHY, that's Keith over in Seneca. Keith, I haven't heard from you for a while. Good to hear you on the radio again. Appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. And KM4OIA, that's Mike over in Spartanburg. Mike, this is the first time you checked in with me. Just want to let you know we're here every single night. 9 p.m. Appreciate you stopping by and checking in every chance you get. Good to hear you on the radio. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet that'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
DJW, please check in. KC8, PJM, Kilo Charlie 8, Papa, Juliet, Mike, Fletcher, and Simpsonville. I'll be negative and negative.
Okay, Net Control would like to recognize KC8PJM. That's Fletcher sounding good out of Simpsonville this evening. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Fletcher. Hope you're doing well. One last call, all the way through the alphabet. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. All right, sounds like that's about going to do it. This is W4DJW now securing the formal portion of the net with our thanks for checking in. All stations wishing to secure may do so, and we'll now begin the RagChew portion of the net with periodic stops for check-ins between RagChews. And the first one up on the stump this evening is KN4RJN. That's Jim over in Brownsville, Brown Summit. Good to have you with us tonight, Jim. Call W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
This is KN4RJN. It's John, David. Have you forgotten me already? So, what's going on in your world?
So what can I use for an excuse, John? It's been a while since we talked. I haven't had to call the net in a long time. And I don't believe you stuck around for Rag Chew, so that's my excuse. We had COVID for the last week, and so we are just now getting over it. I tell you what, that's nothing to mess around with. That'll make the flu seem like a springtime cold or a fall cold. Have you had it yet?
This is KN4RGN. No, we've managed to dodge that bullet. We've been inoculated twice, boosted twice, and we try to stay away from people. But one of the joys of being retired. But there's a text message up there for you. I'm not sure if you saw it. But now we've managed to, you know, miss COVID, monkeypox, shingles, whatever else is floating around. We will get our flu shots here in the fall whenever they come out with whatever the latest version of that is. But one of the joys of having been in the Army, I've been inoculated against so many things. If a virus actually got into my body, he wouldn't know which way to turn. I once had to get an inoculation against bubonic plague, believe it or not. But, yeah, so my bloodstream is sufficiently polluted. I don't think a virus could survive.
Well, that is one good thing to having so many of them. It makes it hard for them to survive. Well, we were inoculated twice and boosted once, so we thought we were pretty well safe. But my wife is not retired, and she is still making business trips and sitting on airplanes for long periods of time. So she got it the day before I did, so we are concluding that she brought it in the house because five of her coworkers got it at the same time that she got it. So that's our story, and that's what we're sticking to. But anyway, I'm glad you didn't get bubonic plague. I don't know how bad that is, but I know COVID's nothing to sneeze at. It'll make you miserable for a few days on end. But we did survive it, coming out the other side, and life is good back on this side. What's going on with the heavens above us? What are the stars doing, John?
This is KN4RGN. Yeah, I wouldn't get on an airplane if you put a gun to my head. I stopped flying a long, long time ago just because it was such a pain. That was even before 9/11. You know, it was just too much of a hassle. If I can't get there driving, then I'm not going to go. But we do have a meteor shower coming up next Friday, August 12th, the Perseids, overnight. And that's that usually occurs every year between July 17th and August 26th. And this year it's on August 12th, and it's one of the more popular meteor showers. In North America, it'll be hours just before dawn on Saturday morning when it'll peak, and it radiates out of the constellation Perseus, which is the flying horse, and it'll be highest in the northeastern sky, and as many as 100 meteors per hour at the peak, and it is bits and pieces of comet Swift-Tuttle that come out being fairly bright for most of the time, and they also have persistent trails. So if your skies will cooperate with you on next Friday and go out and grab a lawn chair and your favorite beverage, I would say grab a blanket, but this time of year I don't really think that's necessary since it's been running 90 plus degrees up here anyway. And
so next Friday, which direction did you say? Or do we need to look in the northern skies and the southern skies and the eastern skies, the western? Where? Which direction are we supposed to look?
It'll be high in the northeastern sky in the hours before dawn. So sometime, around midnight or a little after. And fortunately, it's on a Friday night. So even those of you that are still working, if you don't have to work Saturday morning, can stay up and watch that. And if you can locate the constellation Perseus, which this far ahead, let me see if I can find Perseus and give you a clue where he did. Well, just look towards the northeast. He appears to radiate out of Perseus is kind of a big square with a lot of things coming off of it for relatively bright stars that form kind of a square. But look towards the northeast. And like I said, get a lawn chair. I prefer a layback, you know, like a chase lounge type lawn chair, so you don't strain your neck looking up. And just lay back. Don't need a scope. Don't need binoculars. Just need your eyeballs. dark skies and no clouds, and whatever your favorite beverage is to take out with you. And like I said, it'll peak sometime in the hours just before dawn. There will be a full moon about that time. He'll not be in the same section of the sky, but he is going to wash out some of the sky, so you're not going to quite see as many as you would if there was no moon. But yeah, you still should see quite a few.
Well, that's good info, John. We do appreciate you sharing that with us. And there's a hill where I live that's northeast of me, so I might have to go to the top of the hill and put the lawn chair up there at the top of the hill. But there's woods over there, so I don't know what I'll have to do. Maybe I'll launch a multirotor and just hover at about 400 feet and look out in that direction through the lens of the multirotor. I don't know, but we'll see. If it's not too low down on the horizon, I'll be able to see it above that hill. But anyway, I do appreciate you informing us about that. That sounds like something fun to do. That'll be after Daniel's net next Friday night. Friday night after Daniel's net, during the close to a full moon, if not a full moon. Well, we do appreciate you informing us of that, John. And you got anything else for us this evening? I do have one other rag tour coming up.
This is KN4RJN. EchoLink won't let me transmit if something's coming in, and when the repeater does its little identification blip there, it won't let me hit the button. But no, that's about it. I'll back on out of here and let somebody else chew your ear for a while. So you take care. Tell your wife I said hi, and 73s to everybody, and this is KN4RJN, and I am clear.
All right, John. Well, we do appreciate you hanging around for that. EchoLink does me the same way, too. I have to wait. I can push the button. It just won't do anything. The button is mashable, the way they say it down here in the South. You can mash it, but nothing happens until the repeater lets off. Anyway, appreciate you being with us tonight. Hope you enjoy the night skies between now and next Friday night. Any other stations? And by the way, Steve, yes, I did report to him that he had a really good. That was KM4OIA. That was Mike in Spartanburg. I believe that was him. And yes, I did report to him that he had. That might have been KO4WTQ, Greg, that asked about that as well. But I did tell him he had a good signal into the repeater. You may have posed that question before John read that back to me. But I'm read-only on EchoLink. I can't type anything in to answer your question, so I figured I was going to talk to you in a little bit, so I just let you know when it comes up your time for ACTU. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
JW. Please check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo. That is K4XB. Name is Tommy. I'm located in southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on net.
Kilo Alpha 2, Alpha X-ray, we back. KA2AX2, that'll be Ken and Pickens, and I'll be negative and negative. Thank you, sir.
W. If you're doing well, sounds like you got a good net going tonight. If you will, sir, please check in Alpha Kilo 4 Hotel Romeo, AK4HR. The name is Mike at home in Simpsonville tonight. No traffic, no comments. 73 to you and everyone on that.
Okay, net control, I'd like to recognize K4XB. That's Tommy in southern Greenville County. Sounded good as usual, Tommy. Appreciate you taking time to be with us this evening. And KA2AXQ, that's Ken over in Pickens. You're sounding good as well, Ken. Appreciate you taking the time to check in. And AK4HR, that's one of our Saturday night net controllers. That's Mike at home in Simpsonville this evening. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mike. Take care. Stay safe. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. All right, next one up on the stump this evening, all the way from Clear Lake, South Dakota, is KB0KBJ. That's Steve. Steve, call W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
Good evening, Dave. This is KB0KBJ. You can also check in Megan. She's around. KD0NIQ. You might as well check in my club I got, too. Alpha Echo 5 Echo Tango. Yeah. Good evening, Dave. Yeah, the guy with the 18, I didn't know what that was. He had good audio there. I had to look it up. It sounds like it's the 817, which I do have. And it's got the ND at the different at the end, which probably means no different. Maybe a watt more. That's a good sounding radio there. And yeah, in the per-seed shower, I remember laying out on my grandparents' lawn here in South Dakota when I was a kid and falling asleep watching them things shooting across the sky. We'd try counting them, and, you know, you just lose track after a while. Be a lot of them, 100 or so little streaks, sometimes big. So it's a nice time of year for doing that. Nice day today. Probably only got up in the 70s instead of 80s and 90s. I think it was, yesterday it was up in the 90s. Here, 108 out west, where they're gathering for the Sturgis bike rally. So, that's going on. What all you been up to there, Dave? Over.
Well, lately, not a whole lot of anything. But that reminded me when you said when you were a kid you used to do that. When I was a kid, I used to do that too. My whole family. Well, while we were living down here, my dad was going to Clemson. We would take one of those big old 1950s cars. I think it was a 50-something, 55 or 57 Chevrolet. And my parents would put blankets on the hood and the windshield. And those cars, you could sit on them. They didn't have little flimsy aluminum foil hoods. They had cast iron hoods is what it felt like. You could put a blanket on that. We would all lay back on the windshield, on the hood of the car, and watch those meteors go across the sky from Death Valley and Clemson. That's what the Clemson Stadium used to be called. They might still call it Death Valley. I don't know. But it didn't have stands or anything back then. It was just dirt. The side of a hill is what it was. And the fans sat in the dirt on the side of the hill. And I think they put benches in later, and now it's all concrete. But that was kind of fun. I remember doing that, sitting in Death Valley, watching the sky light up with those meteors as they went by when I was a kid on the windshield of a 50-something Chevrolet. Good times. But this week, we haven't been doing much of anything. We've just been surviving. Amy didn't work at all, so this week we were surviving COVID. She had me go get her a kit on Friday morning, and she turned positive, and I said, well, I'll probably get it next. Or that was Thursday morning, and then Friday, I got sick. So, and this latter part of this week, we finally felt like getting up and moving about. It was pretty rough. I don't know if any of you guys have had it yet or not, but it's nothing to mess with. I know it's a lot weaker strand than it was than those guys that went through it a year, 2.5 years ago, or whatever long length of time that was. But before that, I was doing a lot of programming, working on light speed and nanosecond capability of a Raspberry Pi. And did you know that light travels 1 foot, approximately 1 foot, per nanosecond? So depending on how many feet an object is away from you, it takes that many nanoseconds for a radio signal to get to you. That's pretty cool. That's something I learned. I know you like technology like that, so something to put under your hat. Well, about 1 foot per nanosecond. That's the only thing I hadn't learned anything last week, but that's what I learned the week before that.
I'm glad you learned something every other week. Yeah, that's good. last week, you learned a whole. Yeah, I've had that twice. I had it last November. I think I had it recently. Last November about wiped me out. I thought I was dying. That was Thanksgiving time. But this time, everything just smells bad. Well, I don't know if it's leftovers, but anyhow, that's what it seems to be for me right now. Smells bad. It doesn't smell at all. Doesn't smell right, I'll tell you that. Got my little guy here. He's just laying. I'm just laying down here, and he's just looking at me, laying on my chest. He's a little grinner, growing like a weed, eats like a horse. Yeah, that's nice. Nice doing that kind of thing and having them kind of memories of looking at the stars or doing whatever. And maybe I should bring my kids out there. And we are going to go camping out here. We haven't been camping out all summer, so I think we will. Up State Park further north of here. About an hour away. That'll be closer to the folks who invited us to a birthday party up that way. So that's what we're going to do here, I don't know, mid-month or so. Yeah, nanosecond. Well, if, as soon as I can figure out, get my mind around that little bit of time, then I'll have a good reference. But yeah, a second, a foot of light in a nanosecond. Hey, I don't know when I talked to you. I think I was doing the RC stuff last. Well, I sold the plane for about what I got into it because it wasn't much of a challenge anymore. And I figured, well, since this thing doesn't do exactly what I want anymore, I can't spin and really roll it easy. And another, the boss wanted it. I sold it to him. And then I took off for New Hampshire. And I spent a couple weeks out there. Hear my kids outside? Yeah, they're going nuts. Sounds like they're always killing each other. Went to New Hampshire, came back, and I asked him, how's the plane doing? He's like, lost it. I'm like, oh, boy, what happened? He's like, took it out in the evening. Thought it would be nice. Was it going around? And it just flew away. So it landed out in some cornfield, and he still ain't found it. I said, what you going to do? He's like, oh, yeah, so-and-so come over with their drone looking for it, and then this guy with his drone. Then I got my own drone, spent more than I wanted on it. I said, how much did you spend? He's like, $2,300. I said, you're going to spend $2,300 looking for a $300 airplane. He's like, yeah, I don't like to lose stuff. I'm like, oh, well, good luck. He still hasn't found it.
W4DJW, the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Net control, like to recognize KD4NIQ. That's Megan up in Clear Lake, South Dakota, along with AE5ET. That's the Fire Mix. That's the Clear Lake Radio Amateur Radio Club. Appreciate you bringing those with you tonight, Steve. And tell Megan we said hello and hope that, that your son's sisters are all taking good care of him. Hope they're enjoying a brother. Because all they've known so far is sisters, but I'm glad to know that they've got a brother now. And I hope they're not fighting over him too much. But sorry to hear your boss's airplane flew away, or that you sold your airplane, but I get it. I haven't sold any. I have in the past. I sold a water plane one time because I wasn't flying off the water, and somebody had a need for it. And so they came by and made me an offer, and it was taking up a lot of space, so I sold it. But I hate it flew off for your boss. That's kind of a bad experience. Those are the worst kind, because you just lose it all, except for your transmitter. What are you going to do with just the transmitter? But anyway, sounds like he's been bit by the bug. If he could spend $2,300 on something, looking for something that's worth $300, sounds like he's made his mind up that he's going to do this. He's going to pursue this one way or another. That's the way it goes. I hope he doesn't lose the $2,300 one. That would be really bad. That might put the hiatus on his RC flying. What do you think?
Yeah, I would think so. You know, he's told me, I'm going to get me a plane. Since he's got the drone, he's like, drone's no challenge, you know. It's just hands-free. It's not really a challenge, so. We'll see. I've been expecting him to get rid of the drone. Sell that thing and get another plane, you know, make use of his remote. They got some nice ones. I was at EAA, by the way. Stopped by Hobby Horizons or some dealer. Anyhow, Horizon Hobbies. Isn't that how they say it? Their booth. And I seen some guys flying the Turbo Timber. That's a nice little 3D stole airplane. Real nice. They got a night version, too. It lights up nicely at night. Real inexpensive, you know, as far as their lineup goes. And not super inexpensive. It's still, I don't know, $200-$300, maybe $350. But you got the stuff, you know, you don't need to spend all the rest. But anyhow, that was something I've thought about, but didn't spring for it, even though it was on sale there. I did take a ride in the B-17. That was fun. Check that one off the list. Did not take another ride in the Ford Tri-Motor. It was just too much of a line and a hassle. So I said, I took one ride in an old vintage aircraft already. So seen Doc flying B-29 there. I was also giving rides. There was a lot of cool stuff, of course. Bally's Bomber, that's another one if you haven't ever heard of that. B-A-L-L-Y, Bally's Bomber. Third scale B-17 bombers, guy took 17 years building. It's a pretty cool little thing. You know, it's essentially flies like a... It's a four-motor, four-engine. It's a small plane. One guy can get in and go. Over. Let's see if he hits his button here.
Well, that does 17 years. That's expensive in terms of time that it takes investment to build the thing. Let me check to see if we've got any other stations waiting to check in, and I'll be right back to you. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet that'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
4DJW, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Papa, X-ray Bravo, Lloyd, and Simpsonville.
Please check in Kilo Delta 0, November, India, Quebec, KD0NIQ. It might be a recheck, though. Hey, Dave.
What? Here lately. I don't know if I'd want to fly in the Ford Tri-Motor or not, though. That just goes way back, you know. Maybe not. Anyway, you're braver than I am flying in those old airplanes. I look at them sometimes and I wonder how those things ever flew. Or the courage that the guys had that flew them day in and day out as they wore them out as time went on. But you know what they say, there's old pilots and there's bold pilots, but there's no old bold pilots. Back to you, Steve, KV0KVJ, W4DJW, and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
Yeah, I heard that saying, and it's a good one. Yeah, well, they keep them maintained. They didn't have the EAA did not have their Ford Tri-Motor up and running. It was down for maintenance, so they had... Both the B-17 and the Ford Tri-Motor that was giving rides were from the Yankee Air Museum or Yankee Museum near Detroit, Michigan. And so that was the deal there. So, yeah, it was interesting being on a B-17. You know, they had the two side ports behind the wings for gunner positions, big windows essentially, I guess. Well, they had them first part of the war. They had no plexiglass or it wasn't glass. I don't know what was there back in the day. Some kind of clear plastic, I hope, I suppose. I don't know if it was real glass, but anyhow. That's what they put in after the guys, you know, got too cold. It was like 30 below zero at 25,000 feet, you know. So a little chilly. And then if you got the window down and, you know, you're doing 160 mile an hour, it's a bit chilly and breezy. They had on this flight, they had the one of the top, I don't know what it was, the observation or what it was. I think it was just a cover. They had it pulled out, and they had a metal bars in its place, so you wouldn't fly out. But you could stick your hand out into the slipstream and take pictures, and you know, stick your head out of the airplane, top of the airplane, as it was sailing along. We flew basically, took off from Appleton Airport, which is a half hour drive north of Oshkosh, or where the EA Air Venture was. Flew back there, flew over it. What are you saying? You're pretty squeaky. And yes, got to see all the airplanes and of course campers from the air. That was Thursday morning. That morning I had been watching the planes. It seemed there was a lot of planes leaving Thursday morning even. And the runway's a mile and a half long, and they were backed up on the taxiway for probably three quarters of that distance, just waiting to take off. And so it was interesting listening to air traffic controller funnel them in there to Wednesday, and then by Thursday, a lot of them were already leaving. So yeah, that was quite an experience. Seen a F-35, first time I've seen one of them and doing its air thing. MiG-17, Randy Ball and his MiG-17, I just got to kick out the afterburner on that thing. That thing has got such a huge afterburner flame. I don't know if any of it works, actually, but it just looks impressive. It looks like a Roman candle shooting around the sky. It's like one of the first planes with afterburner, you know. Built back in the 50s, back to you there, Dave, over.
I got you. Harry, be with you in just a minute. So, Steve, I just got one question, and then I'll turn it over to Harry. I think he's got a question for you, too. But back when I used to fly into Oshkosh, they used to have two columns of airplanes. And going in wasn't bad because you just flew to the top of the column. You got into the circular pattern. It's a spiral. And you just spiral all the way down until you reach the ground, and then you peel off, and they got two runways, and the airplanes are landing two by two. And there's like airplanes in front of you and airplanes behind you, and you're landing. There's one to one side of you, depending on which column you're in. That wasn't so bad coming in, but leaving, they did what you're talking about. They'd line up on two different runways, and they would take off, and you'd go into a column, and you'd spiral up. And then once you got to your altitude, you'd peel off and leave. Well, that was fine unless it was cloudy. And then your column went into the cloud, and you better keep climbing, or you're going to go, and the guy above you better keep climbing, and the guy beneath you better keep climbing, because if anybody stops climbing, somebody's going to run into the bottom of somebody else, and that's kind of scary. They still do it that way, and then we'll hand it back over to Harry to see. I think he's got a question.
This is KB0, KBJW4DJW. I don't know, on the outbound, it doesn't seem like they were doing any columns. I wasn't listening to the radio. I guess I was just watching. They were just heading out, just in straight line, I believe, to the north. And I know as far as coming in, I was listening on the radio, and they were coming following the railroad tracks coming up. And from the south, I believe, and then they turn around and come back down, or wherever they land. They'd try to keep it at 90 knots, half mile separation. Slower planes who couldn't make 90 knots just did drop off to the right of the, and they were just coming straight up. They were kept on saying right over the railroad tracks, not to the left, not to the right, just right over railroad tracks. So I guess that's what they were using now there, Dave.
All right, Steve. Well, I appreciate you letting us know that. I was just curious. It's been a while since since I've flown in up there. It's been quite a few years, about 20 years probably, maybe even more. Go ahead, KC4EZN, call W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
W4DJW, KC4EZN. Dave, I think you had a couple RF check-ins mixed in with your echo link in there. I don't know if you picked them up or not, KC4EZN.
I did not. I appreciate you letting me know. Any other check-ins all the way through the alphabet that'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call W4DJW.
W4DJW, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Papa, X-ray Bravo, Lloyd, and Simpsonville.
Okay, I got Lloyd, KO4PXB. Did that not come out when I was transmitting that, recognizing KO4PXB Lloyd in Simpsonville? Did that not come out when I was transmitting that, Harry?
Time there was another check-in. It was a female voice, so I didn't copy the call sign, but she just said, "Hello, Dave," and she didn't come back. So anyway, we'll turn it back to you. I think everybody that wanted to say something got it said, and
I'm going to say 7.3s. I moved 3,000 pounds of bags of sacrete this afternoon trying to fill up a hole. So I think I'm going to go QRZ with a bunch of Z's after the Z. W4DJW, KC4EZN.
All right, Harry. Well, I appreciate you letting me know because I probably keyed up, probably doubled with her when I was recognizing Lloyd. And that's probably why you didn't hear me recognize Lloyd. And Lloyd, I apologize. That was my fault, not yours. You were 100% copyable into the repeater. You're full scale, full quieting. And one more try. Anybody all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2 meter net, call W4DJW.
Kilo Delta 0, November, India, Quebec. KD0NIQ, Megan in Clear Lake, South Dakota. And that was me trying to check in earlier just to say hello to you, Dave. Over.
No.
All right, Megan, good to hear you on the radio. Net Control, I'd like to recognize KD0NIQ. That's Megan from Clear Lake, South Dakota. Good to have you with. You're sounding good, too. Your audio is coming through a whole lot better than Steve's. I think that's because he mumbles a little bit, and you talk very clear, Megan. Good to hear your voice on the radio. It's been a while. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet that'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call W4DJW. All right, KB0KBJ, back to you. What else you got for us this evening, Steve?
Steve. No, I do. I'm always aware of that. When I got on the air before, I used to be a little better aware of that. Because I was aware of that fact, I used to speak clearer. But I don't get on the air as much anymore, so I've got back to mumbling, and then I've gotten moved up here where you got to talk really fast. That doesn't help. So... anyhow, I don't know. That's about it, Dave. That's been the things I've done lately. So I guess we'll turn it back to you. There's probably a whole lot more, but we've got to call it an end at some time. Good hearing you on and chatting with you. Say hi to Amy there.
Yeah.
Hope you guys are continue to
and if they come to
get better. And yeah, when are you going to come out this way? When was that supposed to happen there? Over?
So W4DJW, the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. So that was me telling Amy that I was just going to go out there and maybe fly at the Badlands and go by your house and see you guys because I was retired and I could do that. And she's kind of jealous because she's not retired and she can't do that. She's got like 7 years to go behind me. And so she kind of put the hiatus on that. Until she can go. But then we discussed the possibility. She has to fly out to Boise every now and then, about once a month. So we discussed maybe that I leave early and then she comes out there and wraps up her trip and then she just comes and joins me and she rides home with me and takes some vacation time. But then COVID hit and she feels really bad about not working at all last week. I think that's the longest stretch and the total quantity of years that she's worked for that company, like 14 years or something like that. That's the longest stretch she's ever gone without working. But and so now she's not even entertaining the thought of any vacation. So I'm going to have to start that conversation all over again. I did talk to the Steve that I went to high school with that's down here that's flying airplanes, and I did get him to say once we both get our video systems working, that we would come up there and try to fly through the Badlands and film it and video it and bring that video back home. But one thing and then another, a bunch of rain, a bunch of work on light speed. And by the way, a nanosecond is a billionth of a second. So there's a billion nanoseconds in 1 second. So that light traveling 1 foot per 1 billionth of a second. I meant to remind to say that if I didn't make that clear before. But would like to come up there, and I can do that now, but I'm just trying to work out the details. So you never know. I might do the same way you do me. I may just call you on the radio one day. I don't know what frequency you listen to, but you may hear me out there calling CQ on 2-meter FM.
Yeah, that would be good. See you pop up on APRS or something, huh? Yeah, I went to Oshkosh. I told Megan I was going to go. She liked that idea either. But then she decided she would go visit her sister while I was going to Oshkosh. So she did that with our five kids, and she had a good time. And I think she almost had a better time than me, because, to be honest, I was there for 2 days, and I'm like, well, time to go home. But I still got a pass for today, especially with Friday. So I stuck around the rest of Friday, and at the middle of the air show on Friday, 4:30 Friday afternoon, I'm like, time to go. Zoom. I went back to my tent site, packed up what I had, which wasn't much. And I drove home and got here at 1 in the morning, so that's how that went. Drove out there in a horrendous rainstorm. Ugh. It's just, I must have been just sitting underneath the cell for like 3 hours. It just, like somebody just squirting a fire hose on the window, and my van's lights are all kikuri because the thing's been hit by deer too many times. So, you know, they don't shine straight. They pretty much make a puddle on the ground. Like, I got lights that kind of like are like World War II lights, you know? They're just shining straight down, like shielding from sky, the sky thing, so I don't get bombed by the enemy. Yeah, that's my lights, my van. And then I got somebody with a fire hose spraying me in the windshield. I'm trying to keep 65 miles an hour. Well, I did that for 3 hours. This is going out. On the way back was just awesome. Nothing, no problem whatsoever. But going out there, so I did that for 3 hours, and I said, enough of that. Took and pulled over in the rest area and hit the sack. So, but yeah, that's how you do them kind of things there, Dave. You work something out.